If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, folks, it's happening. After months, years of trying to convince Will Sommer that we need to do a live show on Mondays and call it MAGA Mondays, we're doing it. This is our first live show. It's me, Sam Stein, Will Sommer, author of the False Flag newsletter. Here on Monday at 10 a.m., we're going to try to make this an every week thing if it doesn't kill us. And we're just going to talk about the weird shit that happened on the internet over the weekend. It's going to be inane, but I think it'll be informative too. And for instance, today we're going to be talking about what? We got Kash Patel chugging beers with the Olympics hockey team.
Glug, 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 glug.
And then chugging and then just like, I can't have any more beer and just tossing it. It's like, I've had too much. I'm going to get into the chugging method and all that. I want to go deep on that. And then we have Tucker Carlson and Mike Huckabee, the ambassador to Israel, starting an incredible diplomatic incident with an inane interview that resulted in real problems, I think, from a geopolitical perspective. We'll get into that. And then, of course, we got to go with Will's favorite subplot, the James Fishback gubernatorial candidate in Florida, which gets messier. We got candidates saying, you're not a real groiper. You're not. It's like, normally you'd say thanks, but not in this case. All right. Will, any initial thoughts before we dive into it?
No, I mean, I'm happy to thank you for everyone joining us. You know, I think this is going to be an exciting new franchise for us here. And look, I mean, as I expressed when we were kind of figuring out what day to do this, Monday, I think, is great because on the weekend, you know, things kind of tend to get a little crazy for the MAGA people I report on. You know, there's always a lot of drama. For whatever reason, I think going into Friday, they get a little restless and often, you know, things spill out. So I'm excited to be here.
We got to make you saying restless into a meme of some sort. All right, let's start with Kash. Let's play the video. This was skyrocketing around the internet yesterday. So basically, if you've been living under a rock, U.S. Olympics hockey team men's beat the Canadians in overtime, golden goal. I don't really understand why they go 3-on-3 right in overtime as opposed to 4-on-4. It was really quick in the overtime period, and then this happened. And the setup here is that Kash Patel, our director of the FBI, has a lot on his plate. The Bureau is in shambles, apparently, according to reporting. And then in the days leading up to this, there was a bunch of reporting, including from a number of outlets like MS Now, that said, hey, he's going to Milan, and he's going to go check out this hockey event. And this is a potential misuse of government resources. The FBI director has to fly on a government plane for security reasons, but it's a heavy cost to taxpayer. And Kash Patel has been highly critical of past FBI directors for doing this because it's unnecessary. Now,
yeah,
go ahead. Sorry. And then
I was just going to say, I mean, this is kind of really puts the capper on Kash's love of using the private jet. I mean, people may remember in the past, he went to see his girlfriend sing at a wrestling match. And as you said, you know, he has to take the jet. Yes. It reimburses the government for personal trips or whatever percentage of the trip was personal, but at the cost of a commercial airline fare. So let's say he paid for this whole flight like he would have flown to Milan. So what, $1,200, at most $1,500. MS Now says the real cost to the government is like $75,000. I kind of suspect it's higher than that. But I mean, it's a huge amount of money.
Huge amount of money. And the other thing is, though, is that in the lead up to it, the public affairs office at the FBI was insisting, like, well, no. This is an official trip. He's got these four stops in Italy. He's meeting with all these people there. They're going over security functions at the Olympics. They're, you know, taking notes for potentially security functions that the FBI will be in charge with for the FIFA games. It may be incidental that he goes to a hockey game, but that's not the purpose of this trip. And if you look at it, it clearly was the other way around. It was like he built these official functions around his desire to go to Milan to watch the hockey game because he's a huge hockey fan. And so, yeah, they took it on the chin for that.
Yeah, among other things, Cash Patel plays on a hockey team called the DC Dons, sort of an intramural hockey team. So, yeah, he loves hockey. And this is clearly what they're up to now that he's taking heat for using the jet for personal business. They'll kind of look. I mean, people will meet with the FBI director. I'm sure they can kind of come up with these kind of pretextual appointments. You know, one of them was, well, you know, the FBI is involved in Olympic security, so he's got to go. And it's like, he's going at the end of the Olympics, though, you know? I mean, wouldn't it make more sense maybe like 3 weeks before the Olympics? I mean, this idea that it's just, he just had to go to Italy during this 1 week period. I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
And then it's kind of, yeah. And then it becomes even more ridiculous because at first it was like, well, is he going to be secretive about it? And then the first inclination that he was there was that he was kind of captured in this, it was either an Instagram live shot and he's in the locker room and he's just sort of smiling. He's looking happy. And you're like, okay, he made it down to the locker room. He clearly was there. That's, you know, the cover's blown. He definitely went to Milan to watch this hockey game. And then there's a video that emerges that's truly incredible. Let's watch the video and we could talk about it on the flip side.
You would think he's the MVP of the game.
Give him a medal.
Well, of course, they're playing Toby Keith. This is not what heated rivalry suggests to me hockey players were like.
No, they gotta start making up. All right, keep going, Cash. So look, a couple things here. One is I checked because I was like, he looks really small. They must be wearing their skates. They're not. He's just small. I did a little Zapruder action. I was like, oh yeah, those are shoes on them. They're not in their skates. He's just a small guy. The beer chugging is what's incredible to me. So here you have Cash. He's in the locker room after the victory. They're all going crazy. And he's the FBI director. And it's, to me, it's like, I don't know. If I were in that position, I would probably just be like, congratulations, man. Like, really proud of you. You did great for the country. He was like, hand me a beer. I'm going to chug it.
Well, this is what like Comey and Mueller would do. I mean, they would go into the locker room, you know, and they would douse themselves in Gatorade. And say, where's my Michelob? Yeah, I mean, in that video, we're seeing Cash is surrounded by the hockey players and they're all just jumping up and down and Cash is just chugging it. I really, you know, this is they say online, like bro thinks he's on the team. I mean, it is crazy. Like maybe he's friends with the hockey players. He obviously is
He said he is.
I mean, he's one of America's most prominent hockey fans, obviously. Like, I mean, yes. And look, I mean, if the FBI director was like, you know, obviously he has a private jet at his disposal among other things. I mean, if the FBI director was like, I'm obsessed with the thing you do, I'd be like, all right, that's cool. And so, you know, maybe it is genuine. They all love Cash, but it is, you can't have the FBI director chugging beers and you know, jumping around like this.
It's insane. Banging the table. I was trying to figure out what was the beer he had. I know we said it was Michelob, but I couldn't tell. Was it? Are you sure it's Michelob?
I think the discussion has been that maybe it was a Corona. I guess that's maybe later. I think that's when Trump calls them. It's a Corona, but.
Yeah, so the other video, we're not going to play the other video. It's like a 3-minute video afterwards. He's still in the locker room. And Trump calls, and he's on Cash's phone. You could see the phone has DT, the initials Donald Trump, on it. And he's, you know, they're just like talking about, Trump is in heaven. He's like, you know, talking to the boys about how great it was and makes a bunch of jokes about how great the goalie was. And then he makes a joke about, I'm going to have you at the State of the Union address on Tuesday. He's giving a State of the Union address. It's like, I guess I have to invite the women's team. And then all the guys laugh. And then in the middle of it, Cash is holding a phone with one hand and just pops another beer with another hand. And he's just drinking more beer. And like, I guess, I don't know. I'm sure this is going over. Tell me, Will, how's it going over in like the MAGA world? I know There's some people who want to spin it as, ah, he's just being a dude and this is awesome. But like, is everyone feeling that way?
You know, I am seeing a lot of the, there was not a huge reaction to it. I think this is sort of a, the kind of thing that you want to kind of tamp down and sort of ignore, that that you go, oh, maybe we're going to go to war with Iran, or, you know, talk about something else. But I'll tell you what, Cash does have his haters.
Yeah.
And the haters have been going wild. And, you know, the chief, Cash's chief hater, a former FBI agent named Kyle Serafin, who I've written about as sort of like the bogeyman who haunts Cash's nightmares. he actually was like, I think one of the first guys to really highlight. He was like, hey, there's that first video where they pan, it's like, okay, hockey player. And then Cash Patel, kind of a jump scare. It's like, oh, is that the FBI director? You know, and I feel like even the past 24 hours, that's become so normalized. But, you know, it is a crazy situation. And I think, but even this, I mean, this doesn't look good. I mean, but ultimately for Cash, this is such a key one Trump can't get rid of, because he needs like a just total sycophant. Well, because what? He needs like a
fine, put another sycophant in there. I disagree with you. Put another sycophant in there.
I don't think you could find a lowlier sycophant than Cash Patel. I mean, I do like legitimately think it's hard, because, you know, for example, like they have that guy who's the FBI director who kind of replaced Bongino, who I think was the Attorney General of Missouri. But that's a guy who, I don't know a lot about him, but has his own kind of rise to power. I mean, Cash Patel is a guy who's completely dependent on Trump. The other thing I would add quick here is Cash Patel is really like one of the government's most prominent bros. I don't think he gets enough credit for it, but I mean, he's doing hockey. He was using the jet to go to MMA games. I mean, he's really like broing out in a big way, and obviously using his government jet to do it.
It's absurd. I mean, it is absurd. There's, in theory, a lot on the FBI director's plate. Like, Nancy Guthrie is still missing. That's been a priority of Cash. Was he out there? I forget. He spent he went out there. He's prioritizing it. What the fuck? They haven't caught whoever abducted Nancy Guthrie. I mean, come on. Like, there's so much going on right now. We're about to go to war with Iran. Potentially. I mean, there's going to be obviously heightened domestic threats because of it. He's out there chugging beers in the bowels of the Olympic Stadium. Like, come on, man. It's crazy to me. Now, of course, all the MAGA folks that I saw were like, well, this is going to be awesome. Like, you know, stop being so, you know, uptight about it. This is just love and country. I don't know. Honestly, I don't think so. And maybe Trump likes this stuff. But my theory of the case is that if there's something that's going to harm him, it's not that he bros out or goes to these events. Like, Trump does the same thing. It's that he looked like he looked a little bit like kind of pathetic. Like, I'm part of the team, and then chugging the beer, which Trump absolutely does not do. Like, that's not in Trump's vocabulary to do that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like a fool. And I think like that's also what the flying to see the girlfriend thing plays into. I mean, it's one thing to kind of like flex in this way, or I think if he was sort of looking like, oh, you know, I'm hanging out with the fellas. But as you said, at the point where you're kind of pouring
beer on yourself. He looks thirsty. Like, not literally thirsty and figuratively thirsty.
Quenched.
It's unreal to me. And then he put out, what did he put? He put a tweet out. He was defending himself. He said, oh, well, you know, I just love America. And to all my media haters, here it is. You can see it. For the very concerned media, yes, I love America. I was extremely humbled when my friends, are they his friends? Do we know this?
I mean, he obviously has some.
They're NHL players.
People have compared it to the moment in Heated Rivalry when one of the hockey players calls down the smoothie making guy onto the court after he wins, onto the ice. He's like, you know, we need Cash.
Do you think they're friends with him because they're like, fuck, this dude's the head of the FBI?
Like, I better not. You know, we got to make sure to invite him.
Hey, Cash, it's good party to see tonight. You, man. We were just asking where you were. We saved you this beer. Here's a gold medal, Cash. please don't do anything to my family, Cash. Yeah, okay, we could take the tweet down. So yeah, that's Cash's weekend. We'll just for posterity. The other thing is, he, like we mentioned above, part of the issue here is it's just pure hypocrisy. I mean, he was very critical of Chris Wray, the FBI director, for using the government-funded jet for personal travel. We could play the video here. This is just him talking about Chris Wray using the jet to go on vacation. Let's play the video.
I'm not saying take all their funding. I'm not the defund everything guy. I'm just saying Chris Wray doesn't need a government-funded G5 jet to go to vacation. Maybe we ground that plane. $15,000 every time it takes off. Just a thought.
Minimum.
Just a thought.
Thank you. I know the penny pincher over here. I mean, you know, in the reaction to the sort of the initial Cash jet controversy, his side was saying, well, you know, Cash decided that we're going to land at the Army Air Force Base, the military Air Force Base in Washington, rather than use Reagan Airport. It's like we're going to use regional airports to save a little marginally on like the landing fees.
Yeah.
You know, I think we kind of blew all that with this one trip to Milan. So, I'm so much for that.
This doesn't even get to the DHS jet that they're trying to buy for Corey and Christina, but that's another topic for another day. All right. We spent a good 15 minutes on that. I'm ready to move on. There's other things that happened. So I was not following this one. We're going to go to Tucker Carlson and Mike Huckabee. I admit I was not following this as closely. So can you do the sort of like 30,000 foot summary of what exactly happened here?
Yeah. So Tucker Carlson obviously has been a big detractor of Israel. And Mike Huckabee is America's strongest soldier for Israel as the ambassador to Jerusalem. So at one point, I think a few weeks ago, he said, Tucker, you son of a gun, why don't you interview me? You come to Israel and I'll show you how it really is. And it's so nice. In particular, they've made a lot of, like Tucker has said, that Christians in Israel are sort of abused by the government or by Jewish activists. And so he said, we're going to show you how nice the Christians have it here. And then this kind of Tucker does fly out there on a private jet. There's this kind of like interesting like contretemps where he claims like the embassy wouldn't provide security for him to travel from the airport. And then there was kind of this implication that the Israeli military was going to shoot down the jet because Tucker said, well, you need to provide them with like my tail number so they know I'm not like a hostile jet. And they said, what? That won't really be necessary. I think they just know it's like a civilian jet. And then he said, like, that's crazy, And so let's just say, this is a case
Just stop. So Huckabee invited him.
Yes.
And he did it under the idea that here's this incredible vocal critic of Israel. I can win him over with my southern charm and convince him that Israel's actually good, just as long as I get him to Israel and he can see for his own eyes.
Yes, and Tucker, I think, was very concerned about the get him to Israel aspect.
Oh, yeah. So Tucker, in turn, thinks he's going to be abducted or killed.
The compromise they come up with is they're just going to do an interview in the diplomatic terminal at the Israeli airport, and then Tucker will then escape immediately afterwards. And so they have this interview. Mike Huckabee, I will say, sounds like a lunatic. He does not come off very well. I mean, he really, like, people are like, I can't believe this is an ambassador. Like, you watch it, you kind of get into the rhythm. I mean, it's 2 hours long. And the big moment comes when he says that Tucker says, well, there are these kind of hardcore Israeli Zionist activists who they want the concept of greater Israel. So Israel encompassing parts of Egypt all the way to the Euphrates River in Iraq. Would you be okay with that? And Huckabee says, yeah. And so essentially, like, Israel taking over the whole Levant, all of that. And you won't be surprised to learn some Arab countries that would be encompassed in greater Israel were not thrilled.
So, yeah, that's not the only thing that Huckabee got tripped up on. There was another moment we didn't even put in the prep doc, but I'm trying to describe it correctly, where Tucker was like, do you believe that, the opinions of American voters are important? And Huckabee's like, absolutely, they mean everything. And then Tucker's like, well, 80% don't want a war with Iran. Should we not go to? And then Huckabee's like, well, we should still go to war with Iran. It's just that was bad. But it was bad on all sides. Like, it was just a very bad interview for both people, because at one point, let's play here, Tucker accuses the current president of Israel falsely of being on Jeffrey Epstein's island. And again, this is false. I believe it's based on some AI thing or something. Let's play the video quickly.
President of Israel, current president, who I know President Herzog,
known very well,
apparently was at Pedo Island. That's what it says in the disclosures. And of course, we know that the former prime minister, Ehud Barak.
Yeah, so I can give a little background there. So the one of the Epstein emails that came out said, oh, by the way, the president of Israel, this Herzog guy, is going to be visiting Epstein. I guess he didn't call it Epstein Island, but Epstein said he'll be visiting my island. And so Tucker's making a reference there. And then there was some kind of AI generated imagery that was circulating. And so he's saying it really confidently. The Israeli president came out and said, that's not true at all. Like, and I think heavily implied some lawsuit would be coming for Tucker. And so then Tucker had to put out a video saying, oh my gosh, I certainly don't want to jump to conclusions about anyone in my commentary. So he retracted that.
Retracted, but not apologize?
He did apologize. He said, you know, it was very, it was an unusual tone to get from Tucker. I will say that this kind of like, oh, you know, we're running, this is an Edward R. Murrow situation. You know, we have to be really rigorous.
So why would Huckabee want to even bother with this? I mean, honestly, it seems to me like Tucker's kind of a lost cause on this stuff, at least. And there's no point in trying to engage because you know what you're going to get. You're going to get him trying to trip you up and make you look like an idiot.
I think Tucker may have called his bluff here. I think Huckabee may have thought Tucker wouldn't go to Israel. Then that might explain why the embassy was being so weird, according to Carlson, where, you know, he's saying, you know, we're not going to provide you security or anything like that. And then ultimately there's like, all right, fine, you know, we'll just go to the airport. The other thing I would add, though, is, you know, Tucker's claiming that when they were at the airport, some of his producers were detained and there was this kind of this scuffle, you know, that there was this threat of maybe, you know, some of them will be trapped in Israel. Some of the surveillance footage came out that appeared to show Tucker looking pretty buddy-buddy with the security officials, though. So it's a little unclear, you know, how serious of a threat this really was.
That's like a Nancy May situation.
Yeah, exactly. Iconic airport footage. You really, really plays so much into our current events these days.
It's amazing. You go somewhere, you make up some sort of airport confrontation, and fuck, they have security footage.
Turns out they have cameras at the airport. I wish I had.
Yeah, who knew? Who knew that they were filming this stuff? What's your current take on Tucker's like status in the conservative ecosystem? I'm always sort of perplexed. Like sometimes it feels very powerful. Sometimes it feels more marginal. What's your latest state of play on that?
You know, that's a good question. I think there has been a lot of pushback to him. I mean, I think in part it's because with the war in Gaza over for now, I think Israel seems like somewhat less of a pressing issue in American politics. I mean, that may change a lot, you know, tomorrow, you know, if we invade Iran. But I think that there's sort of this sense, I feel like a lot of people are starting to say he's a kook. And I think like the more kind of traditional Ben Shapiro, conservative pro-Israel types are getting a lot more offensive against him. So again, I mean, he is sort of always in this kind of like weird space where, as you said, he's very influential in some ways because he has a big audience. But I think in other ways, like people are very hostile to him.
Yeah, but every now and then he'll just pop up at the White House, it feels like. And you're like, oh yeah, shit, he still matters.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I mean, perhaps a sign of his influence will be if we do go to war with Iran, because in that case, he obviously, I don't think, really has a voice in the administration.
No, it does bring me back to the initial bombing of Iran, where everyone was freaking out. Remember, like, this is in conservative universe, too. And then, of course, the bombing did not, there was no backlash. I should say there was backlash. But Iran did not, you know, hit us back for it. And those voices seem to be quieted. You don't see that really, honestly, you don't see the same sort of trepidation on the right as we're building up to go to war with Iran right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think after the first bombing in Iran and the Maduro stuff, I just feel like the right is just like, all right, whatever. I guess we're going to do intervention, you know, so much for, you know, America first or.
Right. Although Rogan had did you see Rogan? Joe Rogan had a little bit of, there was a viral clip going around where he was like, what the there's too much news going on. Like, this is incredible. Like, I sometimes I want to unplug. He's like, going to go to a war with Iran? So it's like, some people are seeing it. And it's just, but I'm with you. I think that people have just gotten used to it at this point because there hasn't been American casualties, knock on wood.
I think that's right. I mean, you know, at the point where, you know, after the Venezuela raid, you had people like Nick Fuentes who claimed to be these kind of big doves in terms of foreign policy saying, you know, well, oh, this is sick, you know, like yeah. I feel like a real fallback for even these kind of, you know, these dovish figures is saying, you know, like, oh, it's just like so sick seeing the American military in action. Or, you know, more and more we see people say, and this doesn't really apply to Iran, but they'll say, hey, that's the Donroe Doctrine, baby. And you know what? that was the cover of a New York Post from a few months ago. That's not a real thing. People say, hey, it's the Donroe Doctrine.
Yeah.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Yeah. All right, last topic of the day. Your boy.
Here we go.
James Fishback. I mean, this is getting, like, absurd. So James Fishback, for people who don't, it's getting absurd. It's been absurd. James Fishback, for people who don't know, is this 30-something far-right wannabe griper, maybe griper, who's running for governor in Florida. He is, it's hard for me to assess, and I'll ask you, and I want you to take this in a second, how real it is or how serious people should take the bid. It's running against, among others, Representative Byron Donalds, a congressman who is widely considered to be the front runner for Republican Party for governor. And usually the front runner kind of doesn't engage with these like far off middling challengers. But that seems to not be the case anymore, where Byron Donalds has gone heavily after Fishback over the weekend, among other things, accusing him of not being a real griper. Is that the video we have? Yes, let's play this video, and then Will's going to take over after this.
The people that run their mouth would never walk up to you or walk up to me and say what they say.
Of course. He said,
oh, wait, no, not this video. Let's pause it for a second.
He's trying
I'll get to that anyway. Yeah, this is a different video. Anyways, Will, talk a bit about what Donalds is doing here.
I think Donalds is getting a little concerned, to be honest with you. I mean, I think he, on one hand, James Fishback is a truly ridiculous character. You know, I've written about him. He is a sort of what we might call a talented Mr. Ripley type, and a sort of a charlatan in many fields. This is very well documented in court records. You know, you said he's 30-something. I was going to say his girlfriends aren't always, because, you know, famously he's been accused of dating a 17-year-old when she was in his anti-woke debate program and he was in his 20s. And so this guy is not a guy who should be governor of Florida. And so Byron Donalds, however, I think, you know, there was some polling out, and I think from one of these like Patriot polling firms, but that showed that Fishback is getting, you know, into the double digits, that he's not at 1% anymore. And, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But it is interesting that Byron Donalds is going on the offensive more, and is, you know, he's saying James Fishback wouldn't say that to my face. It's like, I'm sure James Fishback would love to. You can see him trying to get into that event.
Yeah, we're going to play that video in a second. Yeah, we'll play that video in a second. But what's crazy to me is that Byron Donalds is like, you're not a real griper. you're no racist. And I'm thinking to myself, if anyone said that about me, I'd be like, thank you. Yeah, you're right. I'm not.
Well,
like,
do we have the you're not a real griper tweet?
Yeah, let's put the tweet up. Okay, yeah. There it is.
I hear you crashed out. And so the crucial thing here is the third paragraph where he says, you're no racist, you're no griper, you're no anti-Semite, you're what people hate about politics. Is the implication that people love the gripers and the anti-Semites?
But I get what he's trying to say. He's trying to say you're just pretending to be a racist and a griper because you think it plays well, but you're actually not.
Yeah, that is definitely true. I mean, he's had all these pivots. James Fishback was, I think, a year ago, a real big pro-Israel guy. He was writing for Barry Weiss in the Free Press. He wrote so much so.
Unbelievable.
He loved them so much that he put up this college student who was his minion into creating a fake identity to email the Free Press and say, wow, I really love James Fishback. You gotta hire him more. I mean, it's crazy. And now he's just like, you know, I'm, you know, he's also just incredibly racist towards Donalds. But as you can see, I mean, it is, I think, striking to say that, like, to see that Byron Donalds sees the griper thing as compelling enough that he has to say, hey man, you're just adopting that identity.
Yeah. We laugh about it 'cause it's crazy, but like James Fishback is authentically racist towards Byron Donalds. Calling him a slave.
He calls him Byron. He said he's a slave. He's going to send him back to the ghetto. I mean, it is. It's not even this kind of code word. I mean, sometimes he'll call him like DEI, not Byron or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is really sick stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's disturbing, honestly, that whatever traction he's getting for it, he's clearly getting some traction. I mean, this person should be dismissed from public life.
He has these college events where it's like hundreds of kind of disaffected young men.
Weren't you in some focus groups where they were like, I like this guy?
Yeah, we did some focus groups with Sarah Longwell where they would say, you know, like, I like Fishback. And they brought him up, you know, organically. And what they liked about him was he has these, I think, what are very, you know, good politician. I don't think the ideas are good, but it's a good tactic to come up with kind of a novelty law. And so in this case, taxing OnlyFans creators at 50% of their income. And then one of the OnlyFans ladies said, you know, hands off my money, pal. And then they got into a spat. But I mean, it's these kind of things that generate controversy. And people, you know, I think young men in particular, just briefly, I think there's this real kind of like, oh, I hate OnlyFans because it's, you know, taking all the trad women away from me.
Has it?
I don't think so. no, I don't think the situation is as catastrophic as they think.
Just went on a different path than I thought. All right. So as you noted, as we played briefly, we'll play the video now. Fishback did decide to try to confront Byron Donalds to his face, or at least to create the illusion that he was. I don't even know if Donalds was there. I just like this video because the thick tri-state accent of the cop comes through so great in this video. But let's watch.
The people that run their mouth would never walk up to you or walk up to me and say what they say.
He said, "I'm Kamala Harris." That's interesting.
Listen for the cop.
No, stop right there.
Sorry.
Stop right there.
It's not real until you stand right here and you say it to my face.
Will I be arrested if I walk into that building and ask Congressman Donalds why he would slander me and my family that way?
You cannot go into
Until then?
Not sure how I feel about that neck tattoo on Fishback Security.
He has ordered you to arrest me.
You're less than nothing.
He has told the university to arrest me if I walk into this building. He has done
a suede chore coat, looking good.
Yeah, looking great. Okay, so what was that? Do we know?
So Byron Donalds is having an event, I think, at Florida Gulf Coast University. And the key thing to understand about James Fishback is his whole thing is going to university. So I don't know if he sees this as his turf or whatever, but they're trying to have this confrontation. The other thing I would say about James Fishback is you have to keep in mind, as you see his antics here, these kind of frantic steady cam antics of his, he is in a real life Uncut Gems situation with his finances. He owes $2 million to his former hedge fund employer. They are repossessing everything he owns. They repossessed his Tesla. He bought a fancy watch. They are trying to take that. So as he's doing all this, he's like dodging these creditors. So that, I think, plays into his frenetic behavior.
There's no way he's taking campaign donations and just using them for personal.
Stay tuned for next week's false flag.
Did I get ahead of it? All right, last thing on this. There's this questionable accusation of arson that's happened where Fishback says someone tried to burn down his house and then put up a video where he's holding a gun and he's like, well, I guess we have the is that the still footage or we have video? I guess it's still
footage. We just have the footage there. You can notice the magazine is not in. I'm not a big gun guy, but
okay. Well, maybe he's practicing some safety.
Kind of like when Malcolm X would be at his window, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, what is your like suspicion level here of whether the arson is real or not?
So this was this started a few weeks ago where Fishback was like, someone tried to set fire to my house while a campaign meeting was going on, and then you look at what the fire was, and it was like a brush fire that encompassed maybe 4 feet square, if that. I guess, and it's very far from the house. I will add that. Yeah. You know, on one hand, if you look at it on Google Maps, the house does have a lot of, I would say, uncut brush. So maybe someone just tossed a cigarette as they were going by spontaneously. It does make one wonder. And the fire department has said, especially I would say given Fishback's history of sort of duplicity in other matters, but the fire department has said that they are not investigating this as an arson. I do think, I checked with the police, they referred me to the fire department. From my perspective, if I was a police officer, if someone tried to burn down the home of a gubernatorial candidate, that would strike me as a potential criminal act that I might want to look into. So it does make me wonder what really caused it.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't think this is the most trustworthy narrator. He did seem to have a nice video ready to go with the gun and everything. Do we know when the primary is for this race?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you think he has a real chance? Honestly,
no, I think ultimately, I mean, like, I don't think people in the villages are like really going crazy for Fishback. I mean, ultimately, I think the question is, how does he place? I mean, at this point, is he like the second place candidate? I mean, I think this like lieutenant governor who's running has sort of the primary is August 18th.
Thank you. We got a while here. There's still some time for more antics.
There's potentially more arson that could happen. There's more things that could be repossessed. So there's a lot more beats in this story still to come.
Jesus. Okay. And then the last question for predictive measures, Cash's future. Like, do you think he's got he's going to serve the full term?
I think Cash is going to serve the full term, and I think he's going to get an even bigger jet.
Okay, you keep talking for a second because I'm going to pull up
with a little hockey rink on it.
I want to put the pollen market odds here. You keep talking.
Okay. So I think the other interesting thing about Cash is in terms of the jet. Let's see, where has he been? He's been to Las Vegas, obviously Sin City, where he lives. But I believe that one overlapped with an MMA fight. Obviously, he went to Miami for the MMA. You know, I was thinking it related to the thing about him being like really a bro. I mean, part of that obviously is dating a country singer. So I think there's a lot going on that Cash is sort of. Is this the face of American masculinity? Is it time for Clavicular to step aside?
I couldn't find Cash Patel resignation odds. There was out by August 31st, 2025, but that obviously came and went. So if you bet on that, you're an idiot. We'll see. Do you think the hockey team shows up at the State of the Union?
Oh, good question. Probably. Why not?
Well, it's tight.
Yeah.
The State of the Union is tomorrow night. I mean, like, that's really tight. And then they have to get all the hockey team and the women's hockey team, right?
It's a lot.
I don't know. All right. As of now, I'm just looking by AI. Market position, zero probability to leave by 2026. Zero. That's according to Kyle Sheep. I don't know. It seems like, I feel like you should at least have a little bit of odds there. All right, cool. We'll be better prepared next time to do the Kyle Sheet type stuff. Should have done the research. Will, this was a good one. A good inaugural MAGA Mondays. For folks who are watching, I hope you appreciate all that Will does on the weekend. He basically ignores his wife and kids and stays on the internet for hours to get the best stuff.
I love it.
In fact, he actually has his kids looking on the internet, so they have multiple screens going, and they flag things for dad, saying, "Hey, Dad, did you see this video?"
they're on Gab for me. Yep.
Training future false flag interns. All right, buddy, I appreciate that. For those who watched us, thank you so much. I hope this was fun and informative. We're going to try to do this every Monday for the foreseeable future. Think it works. If you like it, subscribe to the feed, subscribe to the Bulwark. If you have some thoughts on it and how we can improve it, drop them in the comment section. We are eager to figure out if there's good ideas to make this a better experience, although I think this is pretty close to perfect. Will, buddy, talk to you later.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.